So Mayor Mack still has signing privileges. Is he doing any business on his own?
He's doing minimal. I mean, he doesn't even show up for work. He made a very strange appearance at city council last week and stood in the back of the room for 2 minutes and then just departed. So there's not a whole lot of business getting done in the city of Trenton. We're like most other cities. We want to get our garbage collected, our potholes fixed, and I think most of the other serious matters in the city are going to be put on hold until we have this issue taken care of.
Mayor Mack has filed new motions for a new trial. He asserts his innocence, even though he was convicted of corruption. What is he saying about why he should get a new trial?
He's just saying that he's innocent, like most people who are found guilty in corruption cases. There's no really legal bounds that he's standing on. He's just maintaining his innocence, and he wants to pursue this with an appeal. But we're going to see what Judge Mary Jacobson has to say about that.
Mack says he wants to delay his removal hearing, which I gather is necessary because he refuses to step aside. In order to make a plea for a delay, he wants to meet with the presiding judge, Judge Mary Jacobson, a few hours before the removal hearing. Is that going to happen?
That's correct, but there's been no suggestion by Superior Court Judge Jacobson that she's going to even entertain that idea. I just think that we're going to be moving forward with the hearing.
Who attends a removal hearing?
A representative from the Attorney General's office is going to be there, and Mayor Mack can appear with counsel. It's my understanding that he's going to appear and represent himself pro se.
In your work, you suggest Mayor Mack is experiencing perhaps a rocky state of mental health. Sometimes we see the good Tony or the bad Tony. What do you mean?
I think that if, and I've known the mayor for 35 years, that you get to know this really, really wonderful guy, a guy's guy, and he's changed dramatically since he's been mayor, especially since this FBI sting. He rarely speaks to anyone. He even says in a brief that he filed that he could not even tell you the date that his trial started or that he was really found guilty on 6 counts against him. I think we're seeing the demise of a man who had big dreams and reached his goal, his boyhood goal, and watching it all disappear and crumble underneath him.
You tweeted this week, quote, "Feel like we live in a third world country. Anyone up for a coup?" I hear a cry for help. What is Trenton experiencing right now viscerally?
There's a real frustration that a man who was found guilty is still in charge. I think everyone expected that on February 7th, after Mayor Tony Mack was convicted, that he would resign and move on and the city can move on. But we're all holding our breath, and I think we're just exasperated by his chutzpah, let me say. And we're just all waiting that for the day to come that we can just put this behind us and move forward.
Who's on the mayor's side? Who's stepping up?
Boyhood friends, not many. If you were at the trial or anyone saw the trial, not many people showed up, no family members, just some friends that he's known for quite some time. They stick by you. But I think that most of the people that supported this guy, I think their shared assessment is that there's sorrow that they did vote for him.
Who succeeds the mayor in the event he is officially ousted?
It's City Council President George Mushal. Mm-hmm. He's a South Ward councilman. Basically, this is his first term. He's just finishing up after a 4-year stint, and he's going to bring some energy, I think, to the city for 4 months until we have a new mayor in position on July the 1st.
L.A. Parker, thank you so much.
Thank you.
L.A. Parker is a columnist for the Trentonian.